welcome back to the Bro.io podcast for the four-time world heavyweight champions of the podcast world. I'm the delicious Nickalicious.
And I'm Corn Cob Rob. What's up, everybody? How are you doing?
We're here in the basement in the laundry room for the last time.
Hopefully.
And that's what I'm going to explain to you right now.
Mm-hmm.
We're starting a GoFundMe.
Okay.
Because I died. Some of you probably on the YouTube live stream wondering about my wig. Well, I'm not the real Delicious Nickalicious. I'm an imposter, just like the fucking game. What the game is that?
This is the Nutritious Nickalicious.
No, it's not. Nutritious. Yeah, you find yourself here in the cream spot. This is hopefully the last week we'll be in the former...
It shows it's still waiting to go live on YouTube.
Probably,
Let's refresh.
Probably.
Nope.
That's weird. It may not be working. Who?
There's three people waiting, though.
Oh, okay, yeah. Seems a little weird. I don't know, man. I got a lot of comments over there.
Well, maybe I'm just a fucking idiot.
People say I can't with Nick's claps. So. All right. I'd like to say thank you to our new Patreon subscribers. First off,
I gotta make sure I got the right Bro.io page pulled up.
Ryan, thank you, crying Ryan. And next, last but not least, Katie Labian, Katie Laban, Laban. Thank you, Katie Laban, Laban. You know what? It could be that check your phone because that. Computer was $50 on eBay, Rob, so it might not carry YouTube.
That explains a lot. Yep, here we go.
It might not be carrying
there
YouTube.
You go.
So what happened this week?
Still said, this Nick is skinnier.
It's the Nutritious Nickalicious.
it's a lifestyle.
Yeah, man. So we didn't have any time to research this week.
Yeah.
I literally spent every ounce of energy I had building a new studio for us, and it's going to be up and ready next week. So I didn't really have any time to research. Rob's got a lot of stuff going on at his house.
Got a lot of soccer, birthday parties.
We have one episode put back, but I just didn't want to do it. We've really hit a run of true crime here, and I'm ready to do something else. I want something conspiracy or alien. You know, something kind of dark and twisty, no true crime stuff.
Hell yeah.
You feel me?
I feel you, doggy.
And what we fail to realize, and actually we don't fail to realize it, we are nothing without all of you. And
very true.
We needed something to hang our hat on tonight. So we put it out there. He said, we're going to do a Q&A. Give us some questions for us to answer. So we're going to do supersonic Q&A.
Hell yeah.
Hopefully gets so down, dirty, and nasty that you gotta take a fucking shower after this thing.
That's me.
Yeah, you're...
I was moving my mic and
it kept on going in and out all last week. I had to edit it out.
Did it?
Yep.
It's just this fucking cord, doggy.
Yeah.
I like to move my mic a lot because I move around because I'm fidgety.
You quit bumping your crotch on it. So the Bro.io Nation stood up and said, we got you guys.
Thank you guys.
Yeah, we love you guys. But that's not before I was able to secure a newspaper article for this week.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah, this is a big fucking deal, Rob. Alaska woman used... Okay, I'm just going to read it. I'm not going to read you the headline. An Alaska woman had the scare of a lifetime when using an outhouse in the backcountry, and she was attacked by a bear.
Oh, shit.
From below.
Oh, shit.
He was.
Oh, my God.
Literally, the bear was in the shit.
Oh, man.
Quote, I don't even know what a woman from Alaska sounds like. I got out there and sat down on the toilet and immediately... What does a woman from Alaska sound like?
Not Irish. No. Not Scottish.
I got out there and sat down on the toilet.
You gotta have a smoker's voice.
I got out there and sat down on the toilet and immediately something bit my butt right as I sat down.
Dude.
Said Shannon Stevens. She told the Associated Press on Thursday,
I jumped up and I screamed when it happened.
Stevens, her brother Eric, and his girlfriend, sounds like a fucking crack convention right there, had taken snowmobiles into the wilderness February 13th to stay at his yurt What a what fuck is a fuck? Yurt?
What is a yurt?
Oh, I think that's when you pee outside the urinal. It's like, you don't get to pee in the urinal. You just pee on the wall. It's called a yurt. No, man, I'll be all yurt in there.
Oh, my gosh.
What is a yurt?
A yurt.
It's a cup. It's like a miniature cup of yogurt, not a full one. They went to stay in his yurt. It's like a yacht, but in the snow. It was located about 20 miles northwest of Haines in southeast Alaska. Her brother heard the screaming and went out to the outhouse about 150 feet away from the yurt. Deary found Shannon tending to her wound. They at first thought she'd been bitten by a squirrel or a mink or something small.
You ain't never experienced a rush till you got bit on the asshole by a mink.
Eric had brought his headlamp with him to see what it was. And this is her brother. I open the toilet.
It looks like a little fucking house. That's all it is.
I open the toilet seat, and there's just a bare face just right there at the level of the toilet seat, just looking right back up through the hole right at me, he said. I just shut the lid as fast as I could. I said, there's a bear down there. We got to get out of here now. And we ran back to the yurt as fast as we could.
So a yurt is pretty much a round covered tent.
I imagine if you run into that bitch too fast, it'd probably fall down. You'd knock it over. You knock the fucking yurt over. There's a bear in the toilet. Once safely inside, they treated Shannon first aid kit. They determined it wasn't that serious, but they would hear. They would head to Haines to see if it worsened. Quote, it was
bleeding super bad, but it was bleeding, but it wasn't super bad, Shannon said.
The next morning, they found bear tracks all over the property, but the bear had left the area. You could see them across the snow coming out to the side of the outhouse, she said. They figure that the bear got inside the outhouse through an opening at the bottom of the back door. I expect it's probably not that bad of a little den in the winter. That bear must not have been fucking blessed with a nose on it, because goddamn. Alaskan Department of Fish and Game Wildlife Management biologist Carl Crotch. Suspects it was a black bear based upon photos of the tracks he saw. And
that's
the fact
racist.
That a neighbor living about a half mile sent him a photo of a black bear on her property 2 days later.
He had a poop kink, man. Don't poop. Don't kink shame.
The bear's like, hey, I'm in here taking a shit if you don't mind.
He's in there jacking off with his mouth open.
Somebody's been sleeping in my bed. Somebody's been pooping in my outhouse. And 2020 was a record year for general bear problems in the Haines area. Reasons for that, he said, could include the fact that it was a poor salmon run combined with a mediocre berry crop. You gotta really pay attention to that fucking berry crop.
Yeah.
Crotch suspects Shannon's wound was caused by the bear swatting at her with a paw rather than biting her. Either way, the location might be a first. As far as getting swatted on the butt when you're sitting down in winter, she could be the only person on earth that this has ever happened to, for all I know. No matter the season, Eric says he'll carry bear spray with him at all times when going to the backcountry, and Shannon plans to change one behavior as well.
I'm just going to be better about looking inside the toilet before sitting down, for sure.
Yeah, I thought a snake coming out of your toilet was scary, let alone fucking bear. Dude,
that is the scariest thing, a snake coming out, yeah. But goddamn, a bear biting you around the butthole.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't imagine that.
She must have had a hairy asshole for that bear to lash out like that.
I don't shit in yurts, so I don't really have to worry about
it. So think about that. You got a woman named Shannon hiking through the backwoods of fucking... Any bitch homely enough to shit in a urinal or shit in an outhouse already, yeah, probably doesn't not shaving their ass. So probably just pissed the bear off that he had to look at that, if you know what I mean.
I would definitely understand that.
Fucking poor bear. Everyone's worried about Shannon and her butt, but is anyone really worried about the bear that got presumably got shit on?
Imagine what the bear just saw.
Because you're not hiking up through all that snow just to piss. You got to take her a big old fucking
greasy shit.
Creamy dragon shit for sure. The other day at work, I told some guy I was going to take a goblin shit, and it's like he'd never even been around anyone like me before his entire life. Scared for his fucking life. He said, you're going to do what?
He looked at you like you were a goblin.
I said, oh, you think I got a fucking yurt outside? I'm going to take a shit, and I'm going to take a big old goblin shit.
Oh, yeah.
The next time you're at work, just stand up in your cubicle and stretch, and he's like,
oh, I'm going to go take me a big old dragon shit. Take me a big old goblin shit.
After you do that, send us an email, brohiopodcast@gmail.com.
Let us know how fast they walked you out of the building.
Well, that's when he stood up, and he said he had to take a goblin shit. And it was fucking disgusting because he was wearing tighty whities, and I could tell. If you still wear tighty whities, do guys that wear tighty whities still get pussy? Do guys in general still wear tighty whities?
Do they sell tighty whities still? Is that a thing? Besides, like,
yeah,
old fucks?
It definitely is. And I think a mutual friend of ours, he's actually lives across the street from you, but that's not narrowing it down very much. But
yeah.
When he and his brothers used to get naked in the locker room for football,
they're
fucking ball set. They were the only grown men that still wore tighty whities in high school.
Okay, yeah.
And they were the only guys that wore tighty whities, but they're ball sacks. And he's talked about how big his balls are, and I believe him.
Well, he's a big guy anyway.
He's
so
fucking huge.
Yeah, he's like 14
feet
tall.
If he was right now, I'd fucking drop his ass. I'm 14 feet tall, you know, that ain't too big for me. I'd climb him like a tree. And
Robert better not get in my face.
Yeah.
Because I'll drop that motherfucker.
Exactly.
I figured it was good timing for that.
Yeah, I fucking will. I'll drop his ass.
Not me, though.
Yeah, not you.
But, I'm not Robert in that.
I'm not Robert.
I'm a little guy.
Their balls were so big that it pushed the tighty whities away from their body. It was like side boob. Instead of side boob, you got side nut. You could see the sides of their balls because they're fucking... Their balls would push their little little coin purse out.
Man, there was one guy... It sounds so fucking gay.
No, it doesn't. just tell me. I'm not upset.
There was one guy... My freshman year, you'll know him. I'm not even going to say that. I'll tell you after. But he was a senior whenever we were freshmen. And I remember that was the first time I saw like an older dude change. And I was like, God damn, that dude's got a huge fucking dick. I cannot wait to be a senior. Senior year, I'm like looking at the freshmen and I'm like, God damn, I need to reverse age.
Yeah, it's size them wieners. I keep getting bigger and the wieners keep on getting bigger too.
Not mine though. Sitting here like, fuck, I can't wait to be a senior. I want to be packing like that.
Yeah, I can't wait till I have to curl up like a cinnamon bun. That's fantastic.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, like we said, this episode's going to be a big old question and answer session where we asked you guys to send us your questions. You pulled through.
Yeah. So people that are, we got a bunch of Facebook questions. We're live on the YouTubes right now. So if you got questions, send them over. We'll try to hit as many as we can.
Yes.
Oh, good Lord.
First up, this is from Richard Salgado. What are you guys' thoughts on the Roswell crash? As a native out there, I always enjoy hearing about people's views on it.
I absolutely love it. Love it.
I love it, but what do you think it all... You think it went down?
I think that... I'm not really a believer that aliens have ever made contact with us, but if they ever have... It's from that incident.
You think so?
Yeah.
I think there was definitely some wreckage.
There was definitely something. Now, the thing is that back, was that what, the 40s? 30s, 40s, whenever that happened?
40s.
40s? We could have been so deep into secret aircrafts that it may have seemed like it, but I want it to be a UFO. Alien bodies. Based off of what the story is, there was all of that.
Yeah.
I think if any story is believable, or if any story proves, I wouldn't even say proves, but if any story has enough evidence showing that there is life outside of Earth, that the Roswell incident is, and that's why it is the holy grail of UFO stories.
Yeah, I think that the government is hiding something about that specific incident for sure.
And
I have no doubt about it.
It definitely would make sense after that incident about how we go to making such extraordinary leaps in air, you know, in air technology.
We shot a goddamn nuclear bomb off right after that.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, after, you know, 20 years after that, we were able to send a fucking rocket to the moon. I mean, there's a lot of technological advances that we made within that next couple of decades after that. It doesn't seem like we've been making big jumps and everything, but it seems like everything took a big leap right around that time.
Definitely some wild stuff happened.
Right, exactly.
Good question right there, buddy. Good question, Richard. Next up, Tom Boss or Tom Bose, just B-O-S. Tom Bose. Do you two think we're heading towards a new world order? New world order.
I
can say
I would be willing to say that that's already in effect.
I don't think so. America's too independent. It's such a different world. Another, you know, there's so many places that have power and money. Russia, China. They're just so much different than us here. It took hundreds of years of conditioning for Russia to rule the way that they rule there. And the same with China. Those are not free countries. And I feel like predominantly we still live in a free country for the most part. I would say that we're pretty free for the most part.
For the most part, yeah. We do kind of live in a police state, though.
People are like, you probably wear a fucking mask.
I definitely do.
I wear a mask.
I have to for my job, but even when I'm out in public, I still do wear a mask because I'm considerate for other people's needs.
I slide your mom's panties down over my face. I really like when she uses dirty panties on top of my head, and those nasty ones with the chocolate stripes. The ones that look like she shit in them.
Those ones could really keep out COVID.
Oh, I know we're not supposed to talk about TikTok, but I watched one the other day where this dude melted chocolate in his fucking underwear.
Oh, yeah, and fart spray.
And then fart spray.
Yeah, doing it in his girlfriend. Yeah.
And she started puking so hard, dude. Yeah. I felt so bad because that fart spray smells.
I saw that one, too. It's funny because, like, all our For You videos are probably exactly the same. It's just fart videos. That's all it is.
Oh,
mine's fart videos, fighting videos, and girls shaking their asses.
Yeah, mine's just
God bless it.
Mine's mostly all fart videos. Let's see here. I think as far as terms as the New World Order, I think, yeah, like I said, I don't think we're heading towards it.
I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, I think that we're just too independent as Americans, as America. I think that we're not heading towards that at all. I think there's definitely some central control behind the scenes, but as far as the New World Order, I don't think it's happening. Sorry, I was returning a little text message there.
Okay, so I'm gonna take one from YouTube here because this is a good one. Dante 24. I turned down a threesome with two chicks when I was 20 because my parents were downstairs. Am I stupid?
Well, it depends on how upset your sisters were whenever.
In a short answer, yes.
I don't know. I don't know. Probably would have been pretty awkward if it...
It's a good time.
Depending on who it was.
Yeah.
If you're talking like your aunt and your fucking cousin or something... Some people would click on that link, but I wouldn't.
But for real, though. Thoughts on inner Earth or Antarctica? Soap one, that's that one. I don't know much about either one of them. I know what Antarctica is, and I know it's super, super fucking secretive. I don't know a lot about inner Earth.
I'm not buying it. I've drilled down 200 feet. I don't think there's anything there. That's just mud, clay, rock.
I don't see how anything crazy could be going on. But then again, I'm not a fucking geologist, so what do I know?
Geologists rock.
Well, I mean, they're the ones that study the fucking Earth, aren't they?
It was a joke. Geologists rock. That's a good one. Okay, Valerie Eifert. This is a Dayton-based question.
Oh, hell yeah.
What are your thoughts on the disappearance of Erica Baker?
Oh my gosh, we've talked about this so many times between us.
Yeah, it's something near and dear to our heart. It was a girl in Kettering, Ohio that was hit on...
Which is like 15, 20 minutes from us. This was like our JonBenet.
I think when I say it was like New Year's Day.
I don't remember the details, but I know we've talked about doing a big thing on it, but that might come.
I think, I think I've told the story, but when I was getting hired at a local police department, I had to take a polygraph test, and he hooked me up to the polygraph test. All hooked me, he's doing all the control questions and shit. And then he pumps up the blood pressure cuff all the way tight till my arm's getting ready to pop off. And then his phone rings. Little Nextel walkie-talkie phone.
Mm-hmm. Those are the best.
Steps out in the hallway, and he's out there for an hour while my blood pressure cuff is jacked all the way up.
Your fingers are swollen.
I'm thinking about biting this motherfucker to put a hole in it, get it off me. And then he comes back inside after, and he says, I probably shouldn't tell you this, but I'm one of the lead investigators on the Erica Baker trial. And I'm like, okay, can you please take this blood pressure cuff off? And he's like, oh my God, man. And after he let that go, he was very passive with the rest of the polygraph test.
Yeah.
So I think that's the reason I got that job, is because he almost killed me during the polygraph test.
Your arm still hasn't recovered. You have one smaller arm than the other. No, I think it's I don't know enough details to think what I think happened in it. And I don't really want to know too many, because I think we should do a full cover on that.
I think if I reached out to him and told him, because he's on Facebook, I think if we reached out to him, I think you'd probably do an interview with us.
I want to do a big one. That's
a whole season devoted to that, really.
That's one of my episodes that are multi-part series that, and we don't do those often. That's one of the ones that I'm willing to devote 3 or 4 episodes to.
Next up, Andrew Cresswell. If you could go back to any significant historical event in time, when would it be? Rob cannot pick the JFK assassination.
That's fucking bullshit. That's exactly what I'd fucking pick. Did they really say that, or did you just say that?
It says Rob can't pick the JFK assassination.
That's such a good question, but fuck you for putting in that stipulation.
Andrew Cresswell. Question.
Any significant historical event.
Any historical event.
And I could, oversee something while it was happening and not be affected?
Mr. Callahan, I need your John Hancock on these reports.
John Hancock. It's Herbie Hancock.
Let's see here.
Mine would be the Abraham Lincoln assassination.
That's exactly what I was thinking, too.
I'm so fascinated by that event.
It's
all the historical inaccuracies that there could be.
Yeah.
Because it happened in such a flash.
Right.
It would be so hard for anyone to just say exactly everything that happened. His route to the box to assassinate the president, the lead up to that. You know, there could be so many historical inaccuracies about that, much like anything.
Yeah. Man, I don't know. I think I'd have to say that. I think that's a safe bet.
Yeah. I think that's we definitely wouldn't have made it because we're Wi-Fi guys, but
or if I had no if it was one of the things that I could teleport into and not get injured, I would like to see what was going down whenever 9/11 happened.
I'd like to see dinosaurs and
that would be dope too, but I'm stupid, so I'd get eaten. I'd be just like the dude that got eaten off the shitter.
You smell like you're in heat. I wonder what dogs smell when they, someone's dog will run away, and you'd be like, why'd your stupid fucking dog run away? And they're like, well, there's a dog down the block that's in heat. I'm like, how wretched does that pussy got to smell in order for the dog down the block to smell that shit and come running?
Like, it's like a fucking shark. Like, they say they can, a drop of blood, they can sense from, a quarter or a half mile away. It's there's no way dogs' noses are that keen. I mean,
that's
maybe
wild.
They are. I don't know.
Yeah, I think they are, but that's just,
your dog likes to smell my ass, so, I mean.
That's what it smells like. If you have a dog that's in heat, send us an email, brohiopodcast@gmail.com. Maybe you're close enough, we'll come smell it. I don't know.
Jesus Christ.
I've only had male dogs. She's
Oh.
She's been listening to us since the very beginning. It's Abby Pancakes.
Hell yeah.
She wants to know, pancakes, waffles, or French toast?
Dude, someone just said, I don't know if it's the same person, but it said just the person on YouTube says South Dakota, and it says waffles or pancakes.
I don't know.
Yes.
Yeah, all of it. Chicken and waffles, yes.
Go ahead.
Pancakes, me. I like my pancakes kind of to be tampered with, whether it's blueberry pancakes
the same
or
way. Yep.
Banana pancakes. Those are good. Cinnamon pancakes are just divine. What do you think about French toast is the fucking
French
shit.
French toast is the king, the creme de la crop, I would say.
Especially if you get big old pieces.
Yeah, exactly.
Let it get stale for a day or two.
If we're talking about plain pancakes and waffles, I'm a waffles person.
Yeah.
If we're talking about all the fixins, I'm a pancake person. But
all the fixins.
But it's kind of like funnel cakes with me, and I've talked about this before, to where I'm super stoked on the idea of eating them until I'm like three or four bites in.
And you're like, this is too much.
And I'm like, this is way too fucking much. I can't commit to finishing this. It's too sweet. It's too much. But I can't just eat pancakes and syrup. Like, it's not, I mean, I can, but if I'm going to do that, I'm just going to make a fucking waffle because it holds the syrup way better anyways. It has the fucking little holes in it, the little dips.
They're fucking delicious.
Yeah.
A lot of butter, though. Not butter, margarine. I want cancer, so. Put the margarine on.
I want that fake shit.
Put the margarine on there. Put more margarine. Nick Crowley, if you could pick one band/artist to see past or present in concert, who would it be? Love the podcast. It's gotten me through so much. Thanks for the laughs. Nick, thank you for listening, brother.
You got an answer?
Bands or act all through history. Foo Fighters is on my bucket list.
Dave Grohl is my music icon.
Yeah, but I don't know if I would, if I had one, if I only had one, you know, one bullet in the gun, I would probably go with Kurt Cobain.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. That was a bullet gun.
Okay.
No, I don't fucking like Nirvana at all.
I don't mind Nirvana at all.
I'd say the AC/DC, like the original.
Okay.
Not the first lead singer, but the second one. I think his name was Bon Iver. Not Bon Iver. That's the fucking dude. So
that's definitely not Bon Iver.
That's the fucking guy with that's the guy that sings with Taylor Swift all the time. Who's the lead singer of AC/DC?
I don't fucking remember. I'll know his name once I see it.
It's Brian Johnson.
Yeah, Brian Johnson.
Bon Iver.
I knew it a super white name.
What the fuck am I talking about? Oh, Bon Scott is
Bon Scott. Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to go off the beaten track a little bit for this one because I'm a huge music person.
He is.
But
it's going to be a really hard question for him.
But if I was to say, and I even told my wife this a couple months ago, one of my biggest regrets that I've, out of people that I've never gotten to see live, and it's not a musician. If I could do anything and if I could pick one person or, you know, thing to see live and see them like in their heyday, it would have been, George Carlin, sorry.
The comedian?
The comedian. Yeah. George Carlin. Just because he was the best.
Oh yeah.
He the was best of his time.
Incredible.
You have Pryor and then you have Carlin. Those are the two. And I think like whenever listening to comedy albums used to be so big, like
they did. Yeah.
Whenever we were growing up, I mean, Dane Cook was the huge one. We were growing up.
I remember laying in your room and listening to the Adam Sandler album.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, that was the shit.
You really sucked my dick good that night too. Tell you.
Yeah. George Carlin was like he was my favorite. I wish I could have seen him before he passed away, but
what about a musical act?
Musical act? If I could see anybody. See, the thing is like I've seen a lot of people, and I have a lot of respect for older bands but I don't like them.
Okay.
If that makes sense. So, like, I would pass any day of the week on seeing a original Led Zeppelin lineup or an original AC/DC lineup. It doesn't interest me.
Wow, man. I like to see original. No, I'm changing mine to Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Okay.
I would like to see that motherfucker play in person.
I respect that. Yeah, Stevie Ray Vaughan's a beast. If I could pick, you know what?
Hawthorne Heights.
I've seen them plenty of times.
Come on, rest your eyes.
Alice in Chains.
Okay, that's good. Lane Stanley?
Yeah, Lane Staley.
Staley, sorry. Yep. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Bon Iver, Lane Stanley.
Yeah.
It's all the same.
I fucked up George Carlin's name, and I have every single thing in his discography in my iPhone here, so.
It's all pink on the inside.
It's pressure.
Next up, Rebecca Madeline Opperly. She says, if you can travel backward in time or forward in the future to take an invention and make it your own, which way would you go?
Backwards, internet, fuck off.
Stay with me for a second, okay? Because I'm about to... I would like to go into the future, because I believe that in the next 100 years, we will be in the position as humanity, we will be able to defy the laws of gravity, because mm-hmm. I think that we're going to keep living longer. We're going to keep on getting older, not dying. And there's no place.
You think our lives are going to be longer in the future?
Yeah, dude.
Think so?
Medical. My family has the worst DNA. We have horrible hearts. We're fat. And my father is well into his 60s, and no one in his life has lived that long. And
he is not in his 60s.
Yeah, my mom and dad are in their 60s.
Are they really?
Yeah, my dad's 60. He'll be 63 this year.
Damn, they look great for their ages,
though. They still fuck, dude. I think we had to live with them for a few years.
They don't have kids anymore. They can do all they want.
My mom sounded like she was fucking trying, like I was... That woman sure does care about your schooling, boy. Forrest Gump. My wife said, how we make them stop? I said, they're not stopping.
You can't stop love, baby.
They've been married 40 years. It ain't stopping.
Good for them.
Yeah, tearing it up.
Good for them.
I'll never forget the time I chased the cat in their room on Sunday morning. My dad doesn't give that for me because I can't. My wiener doesn't work that good in the morning.
Oh, man. It's hit or miss.
Exactly.
My dick either works the best it's ever worked in the morning, or it's sleepy.
Yeah, it's sleepy. My dad's was not sleepy that morning. I know, I've told this story before, but I was in the kitchen making some fat-ass Pop-Tarts, and he walked out there, he just stared at me. He said, what do you think you saw in there? I said, I didn't see anything. I was just getting the cat. He said, all right, my man.
And there's...
And all of the listeners of the Burrohio podcast love free stuff, and HelloFresh is here to give us some free stuff. With HelloFresh, you get fresh, pre-measured ingredients and mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to your front door or back door. HelloFresh lets you skip those trips to the grocery store and makes home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. And HelloFresh has you covered no matter what your diet is. HelloFresh offers 25-plus recipes. They have a wide range of flavors, cuisines, and ingredients you'll never get bored. You can try something different every single time you pick your box from HelloFresh. And the value you're going to get from HelloFresh is unbeatable. They're 28% cheaper than shopping at your local grocery store and 72% cheaper than a restaurant meal without sacrificing the quality. And HelloFresh has sent many, many meals to Rob Dog and I can attest, and he can attest, that every single thing they've sent us has been absolutely delicious. And I'm not making that up at all. But the best part about it for me is every single night, it's a grind between me and my wife to figure out what we're going to eat, who's going to get the ingredients. But HelloFresh has made it so easy. All of the ingredients are right there in the refrigerator. All you have to do is take a quick 5-10 minutes, throw everything together, cook it up. It's all decided for you, and it tastes great. It's fulfilling. I'm not underfed. There's healthy stuff. It's great. And HelloFresh has a super incredible deal for all of the Brohio listeners. Go to HelloFresh.com/Brohio12. That's HelloFresh.com/BRO12. HIO12BROHIO12 and use the code BROHIO12 for 12, yes, 12 free meals, including free shipping. Again, that's HelloFresh.com/BROHIO12. 12 free meals, including free shipping. There's nothing better. HelloFresh.com/BROHIO12 so you can check out America's number one meal kit. We are so appreciative of the assistance that BetterHelp has given to so many BroHio listeners. Maybe there's something interfering with your happiness, and we have just the answer for you. They have licensed professional counselors who are specialized in so many different areas: anxiety, relationships, trauma, depression, anger, family conflicts, grief, self-esteem. They have 3,000 licensed therapists across all 50 states, and they're available worldwide. And BetterHelp is scheduling video and phone sessions right now to get you the help that you need. Financial aid is available for those who qualify. It's secure, convenient, professional. Best of all, it's truly affordable, and it's going to be a great option for anyone that tries it out. The BROHIO podcast listeners are going to get a very special deal. All you have to do is use the discount code BROHIO. That's discount code BROHIO. You're going to get 10% off your first month. So why not get started today? Go to betterhelp.com/BROHIO. All you have to do is fill out a quick questionnaire to help them assess your needs and get matched with a counselor you'll love. Go to betterhelp.com/BROHIO.
I was thinking, since you said Pop-Tarts, I was just thinking, and there's one thing I want to say. If your parents bought you off-brand Pop-Tarts growing up, they did not fucking love you. There's some things that can be off-brand. Pop-Tarts are not one of them. Toaster pastries don't hit like Pop-Tarts.
I used to love off-brand Pop-Tarts from Meijer back in the day.
No, dude.
Those things are cakey and powdery, dude. They were so good.
They're super powdery, and I think that's why I don't like them.
I went to this poor kid's house. I said, what are we having for dinner? He said,
Pop-Tarts. Yeah. We're having saltines.
Oh, we got some Pop-Tarts. I said, what the fuck is this place? And then he pulls them out of the cabinet. They're not even in a Pop-Tart foil. They're in a white bag.
Like the tinfoil like type bag.
Yeah, but it was white. And yeah. I said, what the fuck are those?
Yeah, it's white on the outside and like tinfoil on the inside.
These were so good. Pop-Tart, Meijer has changed the formula since then. They're not the same because I've got them and it's just not the same. But those were some good ass. I really enjoyed them.
I had some friends that would get their parents would get them the Pop-Tarts without any of the icing on the top.
Oh my God. Why would
it's like, that's fuck. Your parents like, hate God you. Damn, they fucking hate you. I thought my parents hated me. Like, your parents really hate you.
This kid's mom and dad were going through a divorce, and his mom took everything from the dad. And the mom left, and they literally had a fucking couch and a box. Like,
oh my gosh.
And it was cool because, you know, I was like 10 or 11. We're just running around and screaming. And he's like, I hope the Pop-Tart was enough for dinner. I'm like, yeah, it's fine. And then he went to the bathroom and I got on the fucking landline. I'm like, Mom, you got to come get me. All they fucking gave me was a Pop-Tart. I'm starving. I'm going to fucking die.
Not even Pop-Tart brand Pop-Tarts.
My blood sugar's all fucked up. She's, oh, I'll come get you right now. I'll come get you. And she had some fucking chicken tendies done, ready for me. She's like, I got home, French fries.
We went to the grocery store earlier, and my wife bought Vienna sausages. I was like, are we fucking struggling? Is there something I need to know?
Struggle meat right there.
She was like, no. Carter likes these. I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. I was scared. Now, Vienna sausages are the good as fuck, though. I love them.
The best part about them is they remind me of my dick. I like eating my own dick.
I like the jelly that's in them.
You know the difference between jam and jelly, right?
I do, but tell everybody else.
I can't jelly this dick up your ass.
Hey.
Okay. What is another name for a lesbian dinosaur?
I know this one as well.
A lick-a-lot-a-puss.
There you go.
What is another name for a gay dinosaur?
Shoot.
A megasaur ass.
I didn't know that one. Well played. Let's see here.
Oh my God.
Okay. Luke Perfect on YouTube says, so here's a would you rather question. This could be done with each other or a rando. Would you rather give a BJ for 10 minutes or for 5 minutes and with the 5 minutes you have to receive the facial?
I've heard this before.
Okay.
Would you rather give a blowjob for 10 minutes or do the last 5 minutes of the blowjob and do the facial?
The facial?
Oh, man, that's gay.
Well, actually, I don't know. Is this 10, the 10-minute blowjob, is it to completion? And is it in my mouth?
I'm going to have to just go with the 10 and the 5 because I'm going to, it's much like going to Subway.
Go big or go home.
Why leave out of that motherfucker with a 6-inch when you can spend $3 more and get the 12-inch? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel you.
I'm just going for the whole experience. I didn't even answer the last question. If I could take an invention and make it my own, if I could go in the future, I would go in the future. We're going to be able to defy gravity soon. I believe we're going to get older. Cities can't expand width-wise. Cities are going to start expanding up, and they're going to start building skyscrapers in the skies that defy the laws of gravity, defy all logic. And I think I would want to patent the technology behind...
I did answer that question.
Being built in the sky.
I was like, did I fucking answer that question? I don't even remember. Yeah, the internet.
Or flying cars.
There you go. Oh, that'd be sweet too, yeah.
Yep.
Like the Jetsons.
Who wins in a fight, Cemetery Terry or Bill Wilkins?
I got my answer. What do you think?
You know, Cemetery Terry, he got things at his disposal. He got rakes and shovels, and he got a lawnmower and shit. Sometimes he be sneaking through the cemetery. He be setting booby traps. Bill Wilkins, he be showing up for a fight like, my name's Bill Wilkins, I'm here, I'm 73 years old, I don't know shit. And then right there he go, stepping in a booby trap, break his motherfucking leg off. He a zombie. He got pale ass, ashy ass motherfucking skin anyways. He step on that booby trap, it break off his nasty ass fucking leg from about the ankle up to the kneecap.
Got a pants full of duty and everything.
He got a done shitted on himself.
He's weighed down.
He be like, hey, oh boy, come over here. What happened? I said, boy, you shit up in your drawers up in my cemetery, stepping in the booby traps. Cemetery Terry in a landslide.
I would definitely agree.
Bill's just got entirely too poor of an attitude.
He's definitely too grumpy. He's too busy worried about people interrupting his dinner. he's kind of planted in that chair. So I don't see him doing much good.
And that was from your sister from another Mr. Josh Schmidt.
Oh, hell yeah.
Jessica Dieter, did you watch the Cecil Hotel series on Netflix yet?
My wife did. I have not.
I have not either because I have no time for television ever in the entire rest of my life. It'll never happen.
Yeah, I just finished watching one show, and she won't watch a show that she's already seen unless it's The Office or New Girl.
Oh, we watch New Girl a lot. That's all I've been watching recently.
I fucking love Zooey Deschanel.
She's very good in that role.
She's aesthetically pleasing. Yeah. She's a fucking babe.
She's a poor man's Katy Perry.
Don't say that. I think I like her more than I like Katy Perry because Katy Perry's weird as fuck.
She is weird.
She's super weird. Yeah, I haven't watched it. I'm not against watching it, but it all depends on whenever my wife will let me watch it. But I'm not that pressed on it. So, yeah.
Megan Butler, she says, how has doing the podcast changed your life, good or bad, and has it affected your friendship in a way you weren't expecting? That's the first question.
Okay. I will say, I think the podcast has been a great experience.
Oh, yeah.
I think that...
my wife hates it sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, it has its moments, but... We both of us tend to put family first. So if there's any issues that we need to work through, you know,
we work it out.
Happy home. Yeah. That's first, business second. And that's the thing. I think that it may be a little bit different if, and we kind of talked about this, with our Patreon interviews earlier, if this was maybe our only means of gathering funds for our household, it may be a little different.
It helps making money at it.
I don't think that I don't think that it's impacted our friendship whatsoever.
Oh, dude, we've grown way closer to it. Yeah. I don't think we would be connected like we were. Because we really didn't talk that much before we started doing this.
No,
we talked, but not a lot.
Right, exactly. That's how it was until this whole, you know, until the whole podcast adventure began.
It was like 10 years of us continuously inviting one another to each other's kids' birthday parties and never going.
Yeah, exactly. It was one of those things like, you know, you grow up with people, you leave school, and then you start your own lives, and then you still keep in touch, but you're friends, but it's almost like you're acquaintances at that point, because it's like you're still friendly and everything. But it wasn't like we ever got to really hang out. It just never happened. It was one of those things, but now it's like every fucking week.
Yeah, dude, I love it.
Yeah, and like,
I'll suck a dick to do this. I'm sorry, I worded that weird. Let me think about how I want to say that, and then I'll circle back later.
And what I will say is that, and I'm totally going to be a little sentimental here. If I don't think that this would have ever lasted as long if I didn't have somebody like Nick next to me doing,
I feel the same way.
Doing the majority of the heavy lifting to make this show work.
No, man, I think we combine to make the perfect recipe.
Yeah, but it's complimentary, but a lot of the behind the scenes stuff that you guys don't see, he holds up more than his share, and it's great.
It's a good fucking time is what it is.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun.
She also says she would love to hear an episode about faith healing, which would be a really good episode.
That would be a good one.
She says, I love you guys, and a big thank you to your wives as well. I'm going to try
you go.
And fuck the shit out of my wife tonight.
And by the way, faith healing is bullshit. So anywho, there's that episode.
Well, speaking of our wives, I know we have a lot of moms listening to the show. And
have you ever Googled us?
Yeah, it's Brohio Wives.
Brohio Wives is like the first thing that pops up.
I know, it's funny.
You ain't going to find a picture of my wife, though.
My wife was, I think she was getting changed or something. I'm like, give me all them big old boobies. And she started like yelling at me and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I feel, you know, like any woman, I feel gross. And I'm thinking, I love you so much and I want to fucking hit it. And I think you're beautiful. And I want to touch on you. And I just want to say to you moms out there that think like, maybe you think you, and me too, I'm way fucking fatter than I used to be. I'm a big old fat lard.
You got a good mullet going
on
right now.
I don't think I'm desirable. I think I'm funny and nice, which is pretty cool to say. But
I love how you're sitting here twirling your fucking hair like around your fingers.
But you moms out there that are, you know, maybe not necessarily comfortable with your body right now,
mm-hmm.
and your man walks up on you and says, hey, you know, I want some of that. And you say, you know, I feel gross. Just know that us guys, that means nothing. Like, I think is the most romantic and gorgeous thing that 15 years ago, my wife decided, this is the guy I want to spend the rest of my life with. This is the guy I want to experience anal. This is the guy I want to, all the things that she decided, like, this, he is the one that I want to do everything with for the rest of my life. And the fact that she made that decision, that makes you hot. Like that,
yeah.
that makes you hot to us. It doesn't matter about the, you know, what you used to look like or what you look like now. Mm-hmm. It's about the, not that emotional connection.
And you said something. you just dropped the anal in there.
No,
one,
I didn't.
One thing I will say. People talk a lot of game about big dicks. But us average guys get anal way more than them big dicks dudes do.
Me and Rob fuck each other all the time. It didn't even hurt at all, dude. Doesn't even hurt. Ain't no worse than a hard poop.
Once you get past the first initial penetration, it's all good after that.
Yeah, but you wives, just, you know, us husbands, we love you. And we really do. We think you're fucking perfect.
Yeah, you guys are great.
Oh, next one here. Daniel Ledesma, sit on a cake and eat dick, or sit on a dick and eat cake. I'm eating the cake.
I'm sitting on a dick and eating cake.
Yeah, that would probably be euphoric, especially if you can get that wiener in there just right and hits me on that little
It cancels each other out, right?
It hits me on that little flesh nuggie.
Let's see here.
God didn't want me to be gay, then why did he put my G-spot inside my butthole?
Inside my asshole, exactly. if you could eat... This is Devin Cox. If you could eat one food the rest of your life, what would it be? I think we've answered that before, but go ahead.
Shit, man. I know it'd tear my asshole out of the frame, but I love hot wings.
Oh, dude.
I love the hot wings so much.
Man, I am the same way. And I'm at the point now where if you'd have asked me maybe 2 years ago.
So bad for you.
I would have said steak every single time.
Steak hurts my stomach.
I fucking love steak.
So do I. Red meat tears my butt up.
Chicken wings, man.
Some
fuck.
Some well done, extra saucy.
Dude, man. I think I'd go chicken wings over a steak. That's so, I feel like that's so trashy to pick chicken wings over a steak. I'm a huge hamburger fan, so I love hamburgers too.
You've never had my burgers before.
I haven't.
No. You
tell you what, I'm only if I could eat one food fresh my a cow. There you go.
Cow. Muskrat.
Yeah, cows, steaks and burgers come from cows. Chickens just have the fucking wings. So there you go.
Oh, chicken got breast too.
Well, it does.
Fried chicken.
Chicken breasts are they're all right.
You could do chicken Alfredo without the Alfredo.
Just chicken. Chicken breast.
Chicken. What is the soup du jour? Oh, it's chicken. I'll have that.
Yeah, I'm going cow.
I like it. A lot of people wrote us and said, what's your fucking problem with puffy nipples? Well, you degenerate fuck.
I don't even know. How did that ever even come about?
It really doesn't bother me. Like,
I don't know. Someone said something like, do either of you guys have puffy nipples? And if so, will you leave the show? I know. Neither of us have puffy nipples, but our nipples are probably like 2 to 3 inches long. Does that make it worse?
I got a 3-inch long nipple and a 3-inch long wiener. Got that long schlong.
Oh, shit.
Oh, so yeah, we really don't have no problems with puffy nipples. We just like to talk shit.
It's just funny.
We're shit talkers deluxe.
It's just funny.
Deluxe. Bede Shaw, what's the best way to get diarrhea in a hurry? Asking for a friend. A big old bear like Rob Dog and have him drink about 8 gallons of water and then piss up in your ass.
Do a one chip challenge. That'll make you shit your brains
out.
Those death nuts too, yeah.
I shit hellfire and rain the whole entire next day.
Yeah. For me, dairy will do it.
Dairy.
I'm not lactose intolerant, but it'll if I eat like 30 or 40 ice cream cones.
Fuck, dude. Gives me gas. It doesn't give me a shit.
Yeah, it does that. It does that, but yeah.
My friend Joe wrote me and he said, I love Joe so much. He said, have you ever done the show Hi? And I don't think we've done it drunk a couple times.
Legally? No, we've never done the show Hi. We don't do that type of stuff.
Love me some beer, though. Get drunk. A little bit of... Jaden Hope Brittner.
We need to sip some bourbon while we do the show one night.
I have some.
Me too. I got plenty of it.
Okay.
I got lots.
Yeah. Jaden Hope Brittner. And I will say that if you guys have any bourbon recommendations, I've taken to drinking bourbon. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you can mail alcohol, but our P.O. box is open for bourbon if you want to mail us some.
If you can't send two, then don't send none at all, though.
Yeah, I've got some Old Forester that I bought to start my bourbon collection.
Angel's Envy, man. You need to get some Angel's Envy.
I've heard about it, but it was sold out every place I've gone to.
And you need to, if you can, like I said, if anybody can find some fucking Blanton's, I will give you the money for Blanton's if you can find it.
Someone listening probably works for Blanton's. Like, yep, yeah,
they
man,
probably do.
Get your handle of it.
Yeah. But someone said Knob Creek and Buffalo Trace. Those are both amazing too.
Mm. Oh God, I want to drink some bourbon now.
I'm a big fan of rye bourbons.
Oh yeah, I love rye.
Ryes are good because they're sweet. I always drink mine on the rocks because I'm a sipper. So yeah. I like to just take it. I can't do being drunk. I cannot get drunk.
Why?
I throw up.
Oh okay.
Yeah.
Vagina.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm like, I drink. If I'm in a spot where like like I said before, I'm a social drinker. So if I'm like with a bunch of people, I'm going to drink. I will get to the point to where I'm in between tipsy and drunk. So I'm like kind of teetering the edge and then I will ride it.
Perfect, dude.
I'll sip alcohol
yeah,
just to keep it at that level. I've got my body down to a science. I don't ever get hungover, anything like that.
It's good.
Yeah.
Okay, Jaden Hope Brittner, she says, scariest mythological sea monster. I'm going with the goddamn Kraken.
The Kraken.
Because that motherfucker will tie your boat up with its tentacles. And I don't watch tentacle porn either. That's the next question.
Fuck Nessie. Kraken is where it's at.
Dragon. I'm terrified of the ocean. I'm terrified of the open ocean. I'm not terrified of the beach. I'm just terrified of the ocean, the deepness of the ocean.
I definitely agree
just
with that,
To be out there and to have no idea what's under you.
Just to know that where you're sitting is deeper than the highest mountain in the world.
It's deeper than anything, man. It's deeper.
Terrifying.
I don't like it.
And then we only have the tiniest little iota of what the fucking ocean holds.
Monsters.
Yes, exactly. Literally. If there's monsters in this world, it is in the ocean.
Yeah, it's like, so what's the what do you think the ocean's? It's a giant body of water that holds monsters. It's like
exactly.
It's a prison for monsters, and they're all over the earth.
Yeah.
So just think about that. Because a few hundred thousand years, those motherfuckers are gonna sprout legs, and that shit's gonna start crawling, just like we did a long time ago.
Right. Like I've told
this
story before, but there was this these people that we used to go camping with in Lake Cumberland in Kentucky, and they said that they knew some people that were working on the dam that was there, which is a huge dam. And I think that the Lake Cumberland is at the deepest, goes like maybe a couple hundred feet.
Mm-hmm.
And they heard, like, it was like at a bar that these miners were at,
or
that these workers were at afterwards, and they said that they were fucking scared shitless to go back because they saw fish down there that were bigger than the size of normal sized boats.
Jeez, man.
Like, just like catfish and bottom feeders. So it's like, if that's what's living 200 or 300 feet, imagine 30,000 to 40,000 feet.
Trenches.
Yeah. 30,000 to 40,000 feet deep. Like, no, fuck that. That's terrifying.
I don't like it.
Yeah,
That's why I'm not going. That's why I'm not going on that gay cruise.
I'm all about the cruise, though.
Not because I tested positive for anything. It's because I'm not going. Claire S. O'Keefe, if you had to pick which cryptid would you want as a roommate? Bigfoot, man. I got so many questions for that motherfucker. Like, where do you poop? Yeah. Where do you die? Where do you fucking die at? Why are you stinking?
See,
why are you always stinking?
You're taking the good. You're taking the content angle. So you want to learn more.
I want
to
answer.
It.
He's the most, you know.
On the other hand,
cryptid.
I'm all about. If I'm gonna live with a cryptid, I want a fucking crazy ass time. So I'm gonna want like a chupacabra or something, something small that's gonna like tear up my house and go fuck my neighbor or something. Just fucking hear about it.
Hey, what'd you do last night, man? Oh man, I went outside, man. I went down the street. I ate a bunch of fucking goats and chickens, man. I came back. I hopped up in here. I didn't do nothing in the house, though, man. Rob Dog, I love the podcast, man. I've been hanging out around here for a long time, man. When you said you make a chalupas, man, you said you thought you brought the chalupas down. Taco Bell, man. I don't believe that shit, man. I don't know why you keep on lying to me about the food you're bringing me, man.
Is a leprechaun a cryptid? I'd want a leprechaun.
I want the nasty one from the movie.
Yeah, exactly.
One that grabs my wife's crotch and spits on her neck and stuff.
Leprechaun in the Hood. Is that what it was?
that was such a bad movie.
It was so good. It's so bad it's good. It's one of those, though. I want that guy.
Yeah, that would be really good. This one piggybacks off the last one. Okay. Stephen McDaniel, he said, which cryptid would be your tag team partner in wrestling?
Okay.
I'm going with the Loveland Frogman.
Okay.
Because he got like them big old fucking frog paws and just slap you across the face.
I'm going to go Mothman.
Ooh, flying around the ring.
Yeah, Mothman's super cool.
He's got a lot of, they say he's got a lot of mental, he can really restrict you mentally, kind of
right
zing into your head and make you do things, make you think things, make you see things.
Yeah, there's this every time I think of the Mothman now, though, I think of this shirt whenever we were down there. The shirt that I saw that I wasn't able to pick up because I didn't go near where the statue was at, but it said I got my dick sucked by the Mothman. Or like I sucked the Mothman's dick or something like that.
That's perfect.
Every single time I think about it, I'm like, god damn, I wish I would have got that shirt.
That was good. That was a cool town.
It was a really cool town, yeah.
This is from Ash Abdullah. She says, Abdullah maybe, like as an Abdullah the butcher. What keeps you up at night? Worries, fears, nightmares, etc.
I sleep fucking great.
Listen, I'll explain this to you guys. I'm terrified of dying.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got high blood pressure, so I'm constantly thinking I'm going to die all the time. But usually Monday morning around 4 a.m., when all the ACHs start hitting my bank account, I have such a fucking anxiety attack because I got the fucking Target card. I got the, you know, everything comes out on Monday morning, it feels like.
Yeah.
And I literally am so scared to look at my phone on Monday morning, is thinking about all the shit that's coming out. And
that's
all
why I don't.
Just wing it.
I make the money. I let her deal with everything else after that.
It's
I put that burden on her. I still worry about money. Money's, it's always money.
Yeah, it keeps me up at night. Maybe.
Or the kids.
Yeah, nah, the kids don't. I got good kids. Don't really.
I do. I mean, I'm not worried about if they're going to, like, fucking stab me in my sleep or anything. I do a lot of, like, at night is, like, I think we are both super lighthearted dudes.
Yeah.
And neither of us are serious at all.
Ever.
And I think that's my one thing that my wife would change if she could. Like, if there's ever a serious moment, I'm going to make a joke. And
it all comes crushing down at night when you lay down.
At one of the jobs we worked at, when her and I worked together, we got robbed by like four dudes at gunpoint, and we were like behind the counter, and I was making jokes whenever that happened. So it's like I sure would hate for
one of you guys to blow our fucking head off.
I was in there, I'm like, that's not a fucking real gun. Like, for real, like this is 100% true.
That's terrible.
But then it's like whenever, like, at night, like, I'll sit there and I think, I'm like, man, you know, like when you're in the shower and you like have like an imaginary argument with somebody, like you're sitting there and you're like working out like what you would do in this imaginary argument if somebody said something.
Fucking pizza in his face. Yeah. Hot ass pizza. Hit him right in the.
I think about like that weird shit with my kids. Like, man,
what if?
If someone fucked with one of my kids,
I'd fuck his dad.
Yeah. Dominance.
I'd fuck the shit out of his dad.
Yeah, I worry about my kids a lot. And money for sure.
Good answer. I like it. Joshua Neil Ellinger, he says, dream interviews. Like, who would you most want to interview in the field of true crime, paranormal happenings, aliens, and just weird things in general? Bob Lazar would be probably my... Bob Lazar, Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
My two...
Are we leaving this strictly to the weird and the bizarre, the dark? Yeah. Okay.
Tom DeLonge would be on there as well.
Tom DeLonge would definitely be up there. Excuse me. Rogan, because he seems like he believes in aliens. But then if we were just talking about dream interviews out of anybody, who would be yours?
Kid Rock.
You don't say?
I put your picture away. Sit down and cry today. Yeah. I know. Bob Lazar, Tom DeLonge.
Okay, same ballpark.
Yeah.
I completely simp for Ethan Klein from H3.
Well, that's gay.
So I would, yeah. If I had a chance to hang out or talk to him.
You'd make out with him.
Like 2 hours. Oh, yeah. I'm a huge simp for Ethan and Hila.
We should reach out. I should try and...
I think I seriously think I would cry. No joke. I didn't even cry when my kids were born. I think I would fucking cry if they agreed to an interview. Yeah, yeah.
Try it. I mean, we got Lori Beth Denberg. We got some weight to this program now. It's just not all... It's not all fucking shit now. We got some heavy hitters on this show. I can't even remember the guy that played Bill Wilkins. I can't even remember his name.
He was a dick.
What a fucking bitch. He's probably dead now.
Probably dead. I think it's so weird because I think I would, you know what? Yeah, I think I would stay with that.
Bob Adrian.
Okay, yeah. We interrupted his dinner. He was pissed off at us.
Probably dead now.
Ethan canceled Leafy. Fuck Leafy. Get Steve-O. Steve-O, you know what? I got to go to his bucket list tour. Me and my wife did. And he was amazing.
Oh,
he was super. He was super awesome. He met literally. He did a meet and greet with every single person that came to his show.
Wow.
It was great. He was awesome.
I'd like to meet him as well.
Yeah, he was an awesome dude, and he's looks exactly the way that way you see him.
Legitimate question. Once this COVID shit settles down, this is from Ryan Shutner. Could you ever see yourselves doing live shows internationally? I'd love to come get shit-faced with you guys here in the imaginary country called Australia.
Bucket list. Australia is on my bucket list of places that I want to go to before I die, hopefully within the next couple of years.
I want to go to Great Britain more than I want to go to Australia.
Not me. Fuck Great Britain. No, I'm joking.
I want to go to Scotland. I want to go to Scotland.
I love...
Yeah, I'd like to go to Great Britain.
I've never been to... the Western Hemisphere.
Neither have I.
So I would...
I've never left the country, I don't think.
Me... Well, I mean, I've gone to U.S. territory, so I mean, I've gone on a bunch of cruises, but yeah, Australia is my number one. England is probably my number two, and then Ireland's right there, too.
No one beyond those countries would know it's Canada. That's about it.
I really want to go to Mongolia.
No, we're like the number one podcast in the Bahamas or something, like the number one documentary in the Bahamas or some shit like that.
Probably because I've been there 19 times.
It's only your phone.
It's my phone.
John Michael Rutledge. Sock, shoe, shoe, or sock, shoe, sock, shoe. My boyfriend and I love you guys. Y'all are doing amazing. Keep it up.
Sock, shoe, shoe. I'm weird.
Oh, yeah. People that do sock, shoe... You need to take them to a fucking therapist, man.
See, I'm always in socks.
I'm always in shoes. I don't ever take my shoes off.
And shoes, exactly. I am super duper comfortable in shoes. I am like a lot of...
Robert better not get in my face. Because I'll drop that motherfucker.
A lot of people don't wear them. I am almost 24/7, unless I'm upstairs where the carpet is. I'm just socks, but yeah.
My dad, I
don't fuck around with that, just run around barefoot stuff.
Actually, it was a friend's dad. He said, you never know when a motherfucker wants to, but when he wants to, you better be ready.
There you go.
Because I'm always ready for an ass whooping. I'm either ready to get my ass whipped, or I'm ready to whip on somebody's ass. Either way. Now we have two more questions left. This is from Victoria Rubbles. Can you be my ordained minister for my wedding? Getting married in 2022 in Columbus, Ohio. Love, Robert. Well, Robert can come too.
Don't call me Robert. Rob. No, I'm joking.
Robbie. Yeah, Victoria, I'd absolutely be honored to do that for you. It's $200 an hour.
We better have an open bar.
Well, traditionally, I charge $100 for a wedding. But when I charge $100 for a wedding, that's me writing the script personally for your ceremony.
We're a package deal, though, if you know us from the podcast.
Me coming to the rehearsal, and then me coming to the ceremony, obviously, and then everything. And
Columbus isn't far at all, so that's an hour for us.
I feel like $100 isn't a bad going rate for an ordained minister. Yeah. That will make your fucking crowd laugh. That will make things light, funky, and fresh. Might show a nut, might not. You never know. But I'm different. I'm not like your run-of-the-mill... You must give yourselves unto one another, or like the Lord says, or else you both will perish in a fire. Me up there, I'm like, you guys are going to be doing some 69ing tonight. You're going to be sucking on each other's butts.
Wining, dining, 69ing.
I have this scenario that plays out in my head where two virgins get married and they just go to a hotel. Man. And then first thing they just do is just one of them starts sucking on the other one's asshole, like trying to slurp a turd out because they don't know what they're doing. I heard this.
That's what keeps
good.
Me up at night.
I'm trying to get a turd slurped out of my ass. If you're the one, send me an email, brohiopodcast@gmail.com. You better have a calorie deficit because I got a lot of fiber in this diet. You're eating a whole box of Quaker Oats. Last question here from Alexis Lopez. Favorite interview to date, favorite episode y'all have done together?
Lori Beth.
Yeah, the interview last week was probably my favorite by far. Lori Beth Denberg. Really enjoyed the interview with John Edmonds.
That was going to be my number two.
And you know, the one a couple weeks ago from Cheryl Cuccio.
Oh, yeah.
That was really good as well.
Right.
Just amazing people. You know, she sent us both books this past week.
Okay.
With autographs, personalization.
That's
bookmarks.
Awesome.
Oh, God, it's so sweet.
Yeah.
And I'm going to send them some, they may not fucking wear it, but I was going to send them some shirts and
cool.
stuff. So
That's awesome. Yeah, Lori Beth was just the best.
She was.
I'm still talking about that.
I was floating for days after
that. Yeah, so was I.
And I wrote her, I said, thanks again so much. And she said, you guys were wasting my fucking time. I said, I don't even care. I said, my parents had cable turned off and I didn't fucking care. I was glad to get rid of Nickelodeon. I didn't say that.
Yeah, get us in touch with fucking Budnick from Salute Your Shorts. What the fuck's he doing?
Budnick.
What the fuck's Mike O'Malley doing these days?
Campanawana, we hold you in our hearts.
Hey, Salute Your Shorts is my shit.
Anything about you, it makes me wanna fart. It's not what he's. It's forever in our hearts. Get it right and whatever. I can't.
Ugly. That was the heyday of Nickelodeon.
That was good stuff.
It was
fucking
great.
Well, we have about 5,000 more questions.
Sure.
But this is good for me. I got to go up and put the family to bed. And
okay, let's slack off next week and do another one.
I'm going to finish that studio is what I'm going to do.
There you go.
So thanks so much for listening to this episode, guys. Lots of good content in our back catalog. If you haven't listened to If You Want Me to Kill Him, that's a really good one. Go all the way back to Project Montauk. That's a good one. Bohemian Grove. We got lots of good
Tall
episodes.
Tall Hot Blonde.
Tall Hot Blonde. Lots of
personal
good
favorite.
Shit that fucking fucks you up. If this episode didn't tickle your pickle, give us a fucking break, okay?
Shit happens.
But I do have some good news. Rob's going to tell you.
I got to piss.
That's good.
Love you.
Love you.
That was Nick, not Rob.